from KQED.
In the last decade, tiny forest-dwelling beetles have wiped out pine trees on millions of acres in the Canadian and American West, including Southern California. The rest of the state has largely been spared, but that could change, as Ilse Setzel reports.
On a hike through the San Bernardino National Forest, 60 miles east of Los Angeles, entomologist Tom Coleman admires the conifer trees. Graceful sugar pines dangling cones from the tips of their limbs, coulter pines, and pineapple-scented Jeffreys. He stops in front of a red-barked Jeffrey pine, hacks into it with an axe, and pulls out a tiny black-brown beetle.
Here's an actual Jeffrey pine beetle adult. Much smaller than people normally think. You know, it's about maybe 4 or 5 millimeters in length.
That's about the size of a grain of rice. Coleman points out a network of grooves, channels the insects have gnawed between the tree's bark and sapwood.
The adults will feed as they're kind of producing these egg galleries, so they will do these kind of very straight lines, and then they'll lay their eggs along this channel.
Although bark beetles kill trees, Coleman says they usually keep the forest healthy.
Because they'll go through a stand and naturally find stressed or diseased trees and kind of kill these individuals that are stressed or dying. And so they're kind of a cleansing agent for the forest.
But climate change, coupled with other human-caused problems, threatens to disturb the equilibrium between pines and bark beetles. Healthy trees can shove the beetles back out the holes they came in through. Coleman says thirsty trees can't.
When a tree is under stress from drought, they don't have this capability to push out the beetles with their pitch, with their resin.
That's what happened here 8 years ago. The forest was overcrowded with smaller trees, and when drought set in, there wasn't enough water to go around. Bark beetles killed millions of pines. The Forest Service is still cleaning up the mess. An enormous red bird swoops over the treetops. It's a chopper piling up downed limbs. Droughts are natural in our climate, but accumulated growth from a century of fire suppression and logging of more resilient large trees has left California forests more vulnerable to dry spells. And scientists are observing more dramatic fluctuations from year to year. Forest Service ecologist Hugh Safford.
The depth of the dry years and the height of the wet years has been becoming more extreme.
Safford says in the long run, even potential increases in rainfall are unlikely to compensate for escalating temperatures and intensified droughts. Earlier snow melt could also mean less water for trees at the end of a long, hot summer.
All of those things, I think, augur for, you know, increasingly stressful climatic conditions for forests, at least at low and middle elevations.
Especially in Southern California forests, where the climate is already getting drier.
It's an emergency, and I don't know that we're going to do very much about it.
And warmer weather favors bark beetles. In another part of the San Bernardinos, near Lake Arrowhead, Tom Coleman peels back the bark of a coulter pine. The tree is still standing, but western pine beetles have already killed it.
In Southern California, because we're such lower in latitude, that we certainly see bark beetles get 2 or 3 generations a year, where maybe in other parts of California they may only get one.
With warmer temperatures, bark beetles up north could become more prolific, and more will survive the winter. The Southern Sierra may be especially vulnerable, in part because air pollution is already stressing trees there. To improve conditions, the Forest Service is thinning its California forests, removing small trees that have multiplied in the absence of fire. And it's allowing some fires to burn, even setting some deliberately.
What we're focusing on is trying to reduce as many of these other kinds of stressors on the ecosystems we manage.
Ecologist Hugh Safford.
Understanding that climate itself is going to be a major stress, a source, over the next 10 to 100 years. And that's, I think, about all that we can do.
In response to all that stress, the agency recently announced plans to give foresters more flexibility in the way they manage the land. Even so, in the next century, California's conifers are likely to lose ground. In some areas, broadleaf trees, shrubs, and weeds will supplant them. Bark beetles could be a major player in this transformation. Killing the insects across so vast a range isn't a practical option. So the best the Forest Service can do is give the trees a fighting chance. For the California Report, I'm Ilse Setzel in the San Bernardino National Forest.
See photos of these tree-killing beetles and some of their handiwork online at californiareport.org/climatewatch.